Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
To the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the fabulous Sarah.
Hello. I am ready to talk about health and wellness.
Oh, good, good. I am ready to talk about it, too. I am not so much ready to do the health and wellness.
In general, or today's topic?
Well, in general, I think some of it is the winter. It makes me just want, you know, my winter bod and to not attempt working out.
Mm-hmm. But and to eat comfort food.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I do think, though, that is, I'm not the only one that in that mindset, you know, I'm not alone.
No, I don't think so.
And because of that, I often feel like half of the what I don't like about working out is I don't like going to the gym. I don't like the whole process of, you know, getting in my car, driving there, changing, dealing with the locker room, the lockers, someone else's towel, you know, the sweatiness that's not my own. I just, all of that is a lot of struggle for me. So typically, if I am going to work out, I will prefer to work out at home and just sort of try and be healthy that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I don't think I'm alone in that. I think a lot of other people want to be able to work out at home. A lot of people feel conflicted about working out at home because you need the space and you need, you know, a good, I don't know what the right word is for it, technique.
Right.
And also maybe a video class to follow along with, or an app, or some sort of
something.
Yeah, like workout plan, basically. The reason I am talking about working out at home and having a workout plan, besides the fact that that is all very true, is because there is a new workout gadget that is out right now. And the fitness industry is always evolving, and there's always coming out with new innovations. And because of that, it's not surprising that this industry is always bringing in new technology. And hence, we have the new technology fitness gadget that I want to be talking about in this podcast, and that is Mirror. Yes, it only is known by one word, like Madonna. It is a mirror.
Mirror,
but it is also
like
a working
the reflective
out thing.
Surface?
Yes.
Mirror? Okay.
Yeah. Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. because so I'm going to talk about this gadget, Mirror, and then I also want to talk about another workout trend, which we all know and love, is CrossFit.
Do we all love it?
Well,
maybe
I'm
we
using
all know
that
it.
Lightly. We all know it and either love it or love to hate it. But I'll be mentioning both. I'll be starting with Mirror. So as I said, with Mirror, it is a full-length mirror. And when it's not turned on, it just looks like a mirror, which, you know, you're like, okay, that's helpful, because it's also a dual-purpose thing, you know? Like, so common, like, commonly when you get weights or something, it's just like, I'm just going to trip over them in my house now. But then with the mirror, you can use it as a full-length mirror, and it also doesn't look really weird in your house. You know, like, if you just have, like, exercise balls and whatnot and jump rope lying around, it can look a bit odd.
And at least when you aren't using it for its purpose, you're using it for another equally helpful purpose, as opposed to, like, your treadmill that you just start using as a closet or, you know.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It just becomes a clothing rack.
Yeah.
I guess also maybe that would discourage, well, it wouldn't discourage you from using it. Like, putting clothes on your treadmill is probably more discouraging from using it because you have to move the clothes. But, you know, at least if you're not going to use it for working out, you can use the mirror as a mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, okay, so it looks like a mirror when it's turned off, and it acts like a mirror, so it has multi-purposes. But then when it's turned on, it becomes like a home gym. And when you're using the mirror, you can do like a bunch of workouts in front of it. Mm-hmm. And you can, so one, it takes care of the problem of like when you're working out at home, you don't have a trainer who's like watching you, and you don't have a mirror, so you can't necessarily see what you're doing.
Right.
You know, your form might be bad.
Right.
So one, it's a mirror so you can see yourself. And then two, when you're doing workouts in front of it, the mirror comes with a bunch of workouts in the mirror. So it plays it for you, like on the mirror screen.
Okay. So is it like split screen? So you get the video and you can still see yourself doing them?
Yeah. It looks more elegant than split screen. Like it kind of, I don't know how to describe it. Like I feel
maybe
like
it's superimposed somehow.
Yeah, kind of. I feel like when you're doing split screen, it's like, oh, there's a white square with that person and then another white square with me, but it like looks weird. I don't know. From what I saw, it looked pretty elegant and well incorporated.
Okay.
So you can do the workouts. I guess there's like, it's different than just following like a workout video on your TV. Because when you're just doing like a workout video, you know, like there are other people in the workout video doing it along with the trainer. And it has like kind of strange music
and they
sometimes
always have like super excited looks on their faces.
Yes. And there's like the one person that can now follow so-and-so for the modification, you
right.
know?
No.
It can be like, it's not quite as corny. It's just a trainer. There's no one else in the little video thing.
Okay.
It's controlled through an app called Mirror Fitness. And the app allows you to search for classes. It also allows you to track your progress. Review workouts. You can browse through like different radio stations to listen to music while you do it. It can also sync to like Bluetooth devices. So if you have like an Apple Watch or something that's tracking your heart rate or whatnot or steps, it can connect to that. Also, there are certified personal trainers who bring the classes. And I want to mention, okay, so there are recorded classes like you would with a workout video on your TV, but supposed to be, I don't know, better looking or whatever. But then you can also get live workout classes. So there are 65 live workout classes that are new per week. And I guess they're filmed, like the people who are leading the workout classes, the personal trainers, are filmed in like a black room for like mirror production studio. Mm-hmm. So I guess is what I mean when like it looks more elegant, like the screen just looks better. I don't know how to describe it. You know, like when you split screen TV and it's like a box within a box.
Yeah.
It's not really that. It's like the whole screen just blends together.
Okay.
And then I guess for fitness trainers, they have like one of the fitness trainers. I don't really know these people, but they sound fancy. Katie Bergstrom, who is a former New York ballet dancer.
Oh.
Chris Ryan, former Division I athlete. Just like other well-known people who are personal trainers and lead the workouts. Also, as I said, there are other people in the video with the trainer, and the trainer will see you. So you're kind of getting response from the trainer.
Is that on the live ones?
Yes, on the live ones.
So what? They're just in a studio somewhere waiting for someone to come into the, I mean, how do they, or is it like Facebook Live where they just start at a certain time and then they can see whoever pops in?
I would imagine it's like the Facebook Live thing, like there's a scheduled time.
But then they can see you. So that's got to be slightly, I mean, I'm just picturing what if there's like 100 people that are doing that same one and you're trying, you know, as the trainer, you can't watch them all.
I don't know. I mean, you can also turn off the camera on yours. So if you just want to do the class and not have them watch you,
mm-hmm.
you can do that too.
I mean, I'm not trying to like poo-poo it or anything. I'm just curious as to how it all
works.
Well,
that's what I thought too. Like, I wonder if maybe they cap the number of people and then they have another trainer do like the same kind of class at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in case it gets too full and then they can't communicate. Other people were saying that like the trainers will do like shout outs, you know, like when you're at an actual class and they'll be like, oh, you're in the back, good job.
Yeah.
Like apparently they'll also do that, like they'll call you by name, which is weird. Like I don't really know if I'd like that.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
And, like, that's like partially what I avoid when I don't want to go to the gym.
Right. Yeah.
But
don't look at me, don't notice me.
I just
want to be invisible.
Did I ever, I feel like I said this in the podcast, but my mom is a fitness trainer,
mm-hmm.
so I've like taken some of her classes. And I don't like being called out in her class.
But she's your mom. Does she do it on purpose, or does she know you don't like it, so she doesn't do it?
I don't think she, well, oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Heidi's mom.
I don't think she knows that I don't like it.
Oh, Heidi think, doesn't like to be called out
I
in
think
class.
She's like, oh, Heidi. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing really
she's
bad.
She's like, that's my baby.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm really bad at this class.
Oh.
But my mom is a very good instructor, so I do actually like her classes for the workout. So with the classes they have, I guess with the recorded and with the live ones, they have like boxing, bar classes, strength, cardio, pre and postnatal, yoga, stretch, Pilates. And I guess they range from different levels, and they can be from like just like 4 to 15 minutes to an hour long. So like if you just want to like quickly stretch before work, they offer that. Or if you just want an hour long exercise, they have that, etc. And if you're doing live classes, the trainer will see like all the clients on the screen, as I said before. And you can also like pick your trainer, it kind of sounds like. So if you dislike someone more, I guess you can if they're offering a class. And also, I guess when you're doing the live class, throughout the class, you can send notes and emojis onto the screen, and those go straight to the trainer, which is interesting because I feel like, I don't know, I wouldn't be able to emoji something, you know?
And work out.
And yeah. work out.
And,
yeah.
And how, yeah, that's more multitasking than I'm capable of. And the instructor, I would think, so the instructor's instructing and trying to watch everybody and responding to emojis?
I guess. I guess, like, the idea is so that if something's really hard, maybe instructor will be like, okay, that was really hard. Like, send me an emoji to tell me how you did. You know, like, do you want more of that or less? Mm-hmm. I guess the idea is, like, to personalize it. Like, you're there in person? I don't know. Also, the mirror would probably get really sweaty. Yes. All of my, like, sweaty hands trying to, like, scroll through emojis. Like, I don't know. Trying to find, like, the throw-up emoji, you know? A really angry one or something. I'm not sure. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back and keep talking about the fitness gadget mirror.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about Mirror, which is a new workout exercise gadget or tool, I guess you could say. Before the break, I mentioned how in the live classes that Mirror puts on and with the trainers who are in the Mirror studio, you can send like, you know, emojis and little notes about how the workout is going for you and whatnot. Also, once you finish up the classes, they will be added to like an on-demand library so that you can access them anytime. So I would imagine that goes for the recorded ones. And then also, I would imagine the live ones get recorded as well. And that way they're just going on to a library so that you can do them again if you like them. Also, Mirror comes with a heart rate monitor and data from this monitor. Or again, if you have like your own device, like an Apple Watch or something, and you connect that through Bluetooth to the mirror, that can help personalize your workouts. So, like, potentially, Mirror could tell you, like, a workout to, like, help if you're in a, like, certain heart rate range or something like that, and, like, make sure you're in an appropriate range for that. I guess, like, I don't know. I don't have an Apple Watch, so I don't know if it's always, what's the word, if it's just always correct. Because I would imagine sometimes if that monitor is not correct, it might just like give me workouts that are like too intense or intense enough, you know, if like, oh, your heart rate's wrong. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how accurate those are.
I don't know. But you could also just check your pulse, you know, like after the workout and be like, oh, that's what I need.
Right.
Know. Just do it the old fashioned way, even though we're talking about high tech gadgets. I know. Also, you can take an intake survey when you set up the app. And that will tell Mirror, like, how often you want to work out, what you like to do, if you have any, like, injuries or whatnot. And that can personalize the classes based on the data that you put in with your survey. And then I would imagine the other data that you're inputting, like heart rate and whatnot, or that the Mirror is just collecting from your Apple Watch, that will also contribute to the workouts that you get. Like an example of that is if you have a knee injury, maybe the mirror will automatically give you an alternate low impact movement, like depending on what type of workout you're doing.
Hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool. Yeah. That way you don't have to have the awkward in the middle of the workout. Like, if you have a problem, look at, you know, Casey and see how they're doing it. Right. You know, and then the camera awkwardly zooms towards a really happy looking person doing something else. Helps you avoid that situation.
Stop being so happy, Casey.
Yeah, exactly. You have a knee injury. Why are you happy? Also, with the app, you will get class recommendations. And I guess Mir has like a homepage, which kind of makes me think of just like a giant iPhone.
Mm.
That kind of has like a homepage that you can go to. But that will change over time as your data changes. Like if you're just getting stronger, for instance, and the app can tell, you might have more advanced workouts being presented to you. And yeah, I guess the other thing that I haven't thought about that might be helpful in general is just that the Mir is a Mir, so you can watch your form. And I think mm-hmm. for me personally, that would be one of the most helpful things.
Yeah. Except that, like, I was thinking about, yoga and mm-hmm. in our old house, we had a closet that had mirrors, mirrored doors in our bedroom. And so when I would do yoga, the problem with yoga is that half the time I'm in some funky position that I can't like turn my head to see my form.
Well, I guess that could be helpful if you have a personal trainer like on the on the mirror thing, then they can see
you.
Maybe you just have to find a time during the day when not a lot of other people are working out.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, then they're like, can, I don't know, give you attention to, I don't know. There's fewer people for them to watch.
Right.
Okay, so I do want to talk about the cost of the Mir.
That was one of my questions.
Yep. So I've heard about Mir because a lot of celebrities use it. Like Kate Hudson, I guess, recently had a baby, and so she was, like, working out post-baby. And, like, I don't know. I've seen celebrities. It's, like, a very Instagrammable thing. Mm-hmm. It's very, like, cool-looking. It just looks kind of like a giant iPhone when it's in use.
You can probably take selfies with it.
Oh, you probably could, like, full, like, the
I mean,
actual,
it's got a camera.
Your selfie.
Yeah.
Like, to a whole new level.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the reason I've seen a lot of celebrities do it is because they can afford it. It is very expensive. It costs roughly $1,500 plus tax, delivery $250, and then a monthly subscription fee of $39, and that's for, like, app usage and classes. Which, again, if you didn't use it, you would just, like, have a mirror, you know?
Right.
So you have to buy the other things to go with it.
Yeah, so it's pretty comparable to a gym membership, except for a very hefty upfront fee.
Yeah, true. I guess the exact, what they're telling me exactly the cost of the mirror is, like, $1,495, which I'm probably not going to pay that. You're right, like, the upfront cost,
mm-hmm.
plus the $250 delivery fee. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's a lot.
Maybe if you just keep using it consistently, you're not paying for a gym membership, but you do still have a subscription fee of $39.
Right.
Which is, kind of like just a normal gym membership, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends, depends what you like.
Right,
also,
I mean, if it helps you to work out mm-hmm. at home and that's what you need, then maybe where the direction you need to go.
Right.
Everyone's different.
Right. Or if you, like, are someone who, like, kind of has a home gym, you know, like, you're buying equipment anyway, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you would only need one tool instead, you know, as opposed to, like, having a treadmill and, I don't know, some other machine. Maybe you only need one, potentially. Mm-hmm. I also could see why this would be nice for, like, honestly, for celebrities, because they don't have to leave their house to go to the gym, you know, if they want to avoid paparazzi, potentially.
Yeah, being old.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Also, with the monthly fee, I guess it's for you and up to 5 other household members, kind of like Netflix, you know, like you have different subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And that way your workouts are more personalized for you, you know, so you can log into your account on the mirror and then whatever workouts you have, you'll just always have saved. And that comes with the brand, or it comes with your order. I guess other, like, Bluetooth-related devices can be connected. So if you want to monitor your heart rate that way, that's, again, a separate fee. You know, you're going to pay for that separately. You're going to buy it separately.
Mm-hmm.
And you do get a care kit, which is like a cleaner and a cloth, which, again, I really think the mirror would get very sweaty.
Well, yeah, if you're touching it throughout the workout, just fingerprints alone.
Yeah. So it does come with a cleaner. And then the speakers and camera are built in, so you don't have to buy a separate one. And also it comes with a lens cap. So like if you want privacy and you don't want the camera, you know, then you can cover it. Kind of like how you do on laptops, except it's just a much more advanced sticky note, you know?
Right.
Because that's what I see. Everyone just puts a little sticky note over it. This is just the fancier version of that. And you can install it on like a wall, or I guess it comes with like a steel stand, like any full length mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also if you want, you can, I guess you can do like a payment plan for the mirror.
Oh, I hope so.
And, my final mention, this is not an ad. I realize it kind of sounds like an ad, but it's not. You should do whatever is good for your body, you know, and like whatever works for you works for you. And if you want to buy a mirror, I think that's totally fine. And that's pretty cool. You know, odd flex, but okay. But if you don't want to, if you don't want to put out the money up front, that's fine
too. Don't do it.
You know, you can do some other thing, whatever else works for you.
But it is interesting because I hadn't really heard of this. So, you know, interesting concept.
Yeah, I actually think it's pretty smart. The inventor of it, she was a, she owned, I guess, a bunch of gyms. And she was like an entrepreneur, business owner, and then also a new mother at the time. So she was like, even though I owned a gym, I didn't really have time to go to the gym. And so she, I guess to just like take the hassle out of it, she created Mirror so that she could squeeze in workouts but get the same fitness trainer experience as she would at a gym.
Okay.
But in her own home. So I think it's pretty cool. Good for her. So I want to talk about not another workout gadget slash tool, but another workout trend, which is CrossFit. If you have not heard about CrossFit, you've probably somewhere seen a YouTube video of some guy trying to like lift a cement like boulder over his head and then probably breaking his back or something.
Right.
Or just a bunch of people like doing burpees and like wall push-ups, you know, like 20 bazillion times.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of CrossFit.
Yep.
It's very intense. I feel like Mirror is about like being at home and doing things at your own pace. CrossFit is very not that. CrossFit is having someone else yell at you.
I was just going to say, I feel like there'd be someone yelling at me during CrossFit. Maybe that's inaccurate, but that's how I feel.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I would probably be like the slowest person there, so there'd be a lot of yelling, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Also, I know people who like talk about CrossFit talk about like the box, which from my understanding is like when you're at the gym and they like put like tape boxes, so that's like where you're supposed to be when you work out, you know, like where you your little spot, and then you're all just next to each other like sweating and doing push-ups. So CrossFit kind of has a cult following, to say the least.
Yes.
Before I go into this too much, I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I will not be yelling at you, but I will be talking about the very yelling filled workout that is CrossFit.
Please don't yell at me.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. That's for when you go to CrossFit.
Okay.
That's for your class.
I can't quite imagine you yelling as a like personal trainer.
I actually kind of physically can't yell.
Oh.
It's bad.
Interesting.
I've tried. It doesn't work out.
We'll work on that.
Okay, good.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about CrossFit. So
I'm sorry, we were talking about Mr. Rogers on the break, and you said he would never yell, and now I'm trying to picture Mr. Rogers as a CrossFit instructor
in a sweater,
in a sweater and his t-shirt, his tennis shoes.
He would still never yell, even if he was a CrossFit instructor.
He would still be very kind, and there might be puppets.
Oh, little like workout puppets, like,
yes,
doing push-ups.
The land of make believe. Okay, but back to the land of reality.
Back to the CrossFit reality. Oh, yeah, a much more yelly environment.
Yes.
So CrossFit, if you didn't know, it was created by Greg Glassman. I guess it was founded by him and Lauren Janai, who was his wife at the time. That was back in 2000. Now Greg is the sole owner of CrossFit. It is promoted as a physical exercise philosophy, also a competitive fitness sport. It incorporates elements of high-intensity interval training, Olympic weightlifting, plyometrics, powerlifting, gymnastics, and calisthenics, among other exercises. It's practiced by members, of over 13,000 affiliated gyms, roughly half of which are located in the U.S.,
Jeez.
So that's a lot of people.
So 6,500-ish are located in the U.S. 6,500-ish are located everywhere else in the world.
Yep.
We do love our fitness trends.
I know. Also, I feel like because it was created in the U.S., I think that probably makes it more popular.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. We're also a very workout-heavy culture.
Yes.
CrossFit has been criticized, though, for allegedly causing people, and this was the word I got offline, allegedly causing people to suffer from unnecessary injuries. So, to suffer.
I have a couple of friends who do CrossFit. Well, I know, like, acquaintances, but mm-hmm. Yeah, most of them have been injured.
Yeah, it's true.
So, anecdotally, I definitely would say there seems to be a higher rate of injury.
Yeah, I often, when I want to go to like the movie theater, the parking garage is right nearby a CrossFit gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get out of my car, I just hear like yelling as I'm walking to the theater.
Motivate you to go to the movie?
Yeah, just be sedentary. Right.
I'm going to go opposite. Eat popcorn. Yeah. You guys have fun.
Going to get my snacks. Enjoy your, I don't know, flipping tires or whatever. So there also is, along with CrossFit, like the exercise, there is the CrossFit Games, which is directed by Dave Castro. It is held every summer since 2007.
Oh, it's been around that long.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess it has.
I mean, I guess CrossFit has been around since 2000, which is when it was created. Athletes at the games compete in workouts. They learn about the workouts only a few hours before the actual games. So sometimes there can even be like surprise elements that aren't part of a typical CrossFit regimen. I guess past examples include like a rough water swim, a softball throw, and a pegboard climb, which are all pretty random.
I suppose the rough water swim is a surprise because, you know, you just see how the weather is that day. Oh, calm water, not going to do the swim.
Just doggy paddle, right. As opposed to they just make waves. I don't know. I guess the games are like, they're a venue that are stylized like to determine the fittest on earth. And apparently the competitors, in quotes, should be ready for anything. There also is an
online... That's not how I want to work out. Ready for anything.
I want to know what to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to be like going about my day and suddenly it's like a pegboard climb
exactly.
that I have to do.
You know, I go expecting, let's say, I don't know, but I went to college in the 90s, step aerobics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Know? And I get there and it's like, no, today we're going to... You climb this rope or I don't know what, but you know, no thank you.
I would not. No, I mean, we're not, I guess we're just not the people who do CrossFit.
No,
that's not our type of thing.
Mm-mm.
Not my cup of tea. Also in 2011, in case you want to join the CrossFit Games, don't worry, I will not be your competition. The CrossFit Games have adopted an online qualification format, which has participation. You can join anyone worldwide. It's a 5-week long CrossFit Open. And like a workout is released each week, a new one, and then people have several days to complete the workout and submit their scores online with a video, or potentially could be validated by a CrossFit affiliate, which I guess is like a CrossFit gym or trainer.
So it's an online qualification format. So then there's the actual games.
Yes.
This is just the qualification format. Okay.
Yeah. So after everyone, like, they look at your scores and whatnot, then they take the top performers and individuals, or I guess potentially teams, but take people from different regions and they go on to the regional events that are held for like 2 months around the world. And then from the regional events, certain people are then taken to go to the actual CrossFit Games.
Wow. It's like the Miss America pageant.
Jeez. Yeah, it's very tournament style. A lot happens.
Huh.
Also about CrossFit, I do want to touch on some of the criticism. There has been a pretty big risk of injury associated with CrossFit. A lot of different training and sort of like... It's kind of been controversial since the program began in the early 2000s, particularly as its popularity began to climb. Critics have accused CrossFit of using dangerous movements and inappropriate levels of intensity, mm-hmm. and for allowing underqualified individuals to become CrossFit trainers.
Oh.
Which I hadn't heard that one before. But
interesting.
I don't know. In response to these criticisms, CrossFit has claimed that CrossFit is relatively safe even when performed with poor technique, but it is safer and more effective, obviously, when performed with good technique, which is kind of them not really saying too much.
Yeah, I like that word relatively thrown in there. It's relatively safe.
Yep.
If you... Yeah, wow.
Yep. Which, I mean, can kind of be said for a lot of things.
Yeah.
CrossFit also...
Swimming with sharks is relatively safe.
When you're in a cage, it's relatively safe. The Aggress CrossFit claims the risk for injury can be reduced by properly scaling and modifying workouts, which is a concept taught for CrossFit trainers. So I guess they're saying the trainer can modify it if they feel need be for individual people.
Hmm.
Also, I want to mention, I feel like you can't talk about CrossFit without talking about the specific bad thing, for lack of a better phrase, that can happen to you. That is external.
Exertional. But I got nothing for you on this word.
Okay, I'm going to try. Rhabdomyolysis?
Actually, no, I think.
Rhabdomyolysis?
I think, yeah. Rhabdomyolysis.
Yeah, that sounds better. What you said.
I think there's more syllables in there than I read or initially. Rhabdomyolysis? Let's go with that. Sounds fancy.
Sounds good. And what this is a breakdown of muscle from extreme physical exertion. And there can be different types of rhabdomyolysis.
Myolysis? I don't know. There's an extra O in there.
And I guess, like, it can be kind of prevalent in CrossFit. It's not exactly clear, like, how prevalent. But there is a relationship between CrossFit and at least... specifically
rhabdomyolysis,
thank you, that has been a subject of controversy for the company. Medical professionals have asserted that both the CrossFit methodology and environment created by CrossFit trainers puts athletes at high risk for developing this, and it's a kidney condition that is commonly induced by excessive exercise. It's potentially life-threatening, which I guess can also be caused by underlying genetics. And it occurs when the muscle breaks down and the myoglobin, the byproduct of muscle fibers, is released into the bloodstream, essentially clogging up the kidneys and potentially poisoning them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some intense working out.
Yeah. With some specific incidences, a man successfully sued his uncertified CrossFit trainers and was awarded $300,000 in damages after he suffered rhabdomyolysis after performing a CrossFit workout. This was in 2005. And a lot of people, of course, have complained about other things. I feel like CrossFit's kind of just infamous for people like throwing up during their workouts. Mm,
kind of like the Biggest Loser.
Yeah. And just like being really worn out and being sore, and I don't know. I mean, for some people, they really love it. It's kind of like
some
a lifestyle.
People, yeah, you know, they get into that. I don't want to judge my workout on whether it made me throw up or not. I mean, right. I do want to judge it, as in I don't want to throw up.
Yeah, no, that's very
true. I don't
want
to be excited because my workout made me throw up.
Yeah, I agree. I also want to mention something that I found interesting about CrossFit. There is a character often associated, like, I guess this character came about when people are being trained to be CrossFit trainers. It's like in their textbook. I believe it's called like Uncle Ribo, which is an image of a clown connected to like like an IV drip or something, and it's saying that is that's a character that has gotten rhabdomyolysis, and it's trying to warn people against getting this, and it kind of became this like funny thing on the internet where they're like, "Wow, you really have to talk about it like this."
Well,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
chances of it happening must be pretty high if you made a cartoon character about it to illustrate the problem.
Wow,
it's like a fit clown who looks really like worn out and is attached to like a machine, like a dialysis machine or something, connected to being overexerted.
That's disturbing.
Yep. Uncle Rhabdo or whatever. So interesting. Again, if you like CrossFit, I think that's great. Be careful, stay safe. And if you like Mirror, I think it's kind of cool. Tell me about it. I'm interested. And whatever workout works best for you, do whatever you need to feel healthy. Make sure you're doing something that is active and something that is keeping you fit. And that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in to the next Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.